House Bill 1146, an act to create the position of State Wild Land Fire Coordinator and to transfer forest fire suppression activities from the State Forester to the State Wild Land Fire Coordinator.
House Bill 1146, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Lentz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I'll make this fairly quick. This particular bill was brought forward with the help of Secretary Gabriel, and it's a position that we are creating for a state wildland fire coordinator. The reason we're going with this new position is the fact that last summer during the wildland fires we had in the Black Hills, we ran into some problems with communication with other agencies. The state forestry and the volunteer firefighter agencies, since the first around 1990, started working together very well. But we have a little bit of a breakdown between the federal agencies and the state agencies, and we feel that this coordinator will help take care of some of these breakdowns. He will also oversee the fire season, whereas before the state foresters, who have been cut back severely on FTEs since the mid-1990s, it has created a little bit of a problem where they're spending time on fires and they have no time on their other duties. We need somebody that can be experienced in coordinating the severe and large fire trafficking that we have. When you have to set up a city, basically, of firefighters in a short period of time, you better be organized, and we have to have somebody that's qualified to do that. And that's what this person is going to do, along with working with other agencies. This is going to be a good thing for South Dakota, and it is funded. And Representative Tupel has an amendment that I will go with. It's just sort of a clarifying amendment, and it is favorable. Do vote for this. Thank
you. Further remarks, 1146. Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment.
It's been distributed, 1146 TA.
That's correct.
Okay, do I have a second? Comments on the motion to amend, Representative Tupel.
Mr. Speaker, I had pulled this, members of the body, I had pulled this from the consent calendar yesterday because I had a concern that wasn't sure was addressed by the bill or not, and that concern was the issue of prescribed burning, which there was no language in the bill concerning that. Prescribed burning is a useful tool in reducing fire load and in managing ecological succession on both forest and range lands. And I felt it should be addressed and should come under the position of State Wildland Fire Coordinator. So I did visit with Secretary Gabriel yesterday afternoon about that issue, and he and I concurred on that the responsibilities of the State Wildland Fire Coordinator would include assisting with prescribed burning. But in the process of he and I going through the bill together, we discovered a discrepancy in what the intent of the bill was and the way it was actually written. And therefore, he asked if I would bring this amendment, which I have before you, and that's House Bill or Amendment 1146 TA, which you should have at your desk. And I can just run through that with you quickly. 1146 TA provides on line 5 or on line 1 on page 3. It would delete the current language on line 1, and it would add the language assistance to the State Wildland Fire Coordinator in the prevention and suppression of fires. That is part of the text there that deals with the responsibilities of the state forester, because it made it unclear there. Item 5 made it unclear whether or not that was the responsibility of the State Wildland Fire Coordinator or the state forester. And we want it to clearly be that the primary responsibility for prevention and suppression fires goes under the position of the Wildland Fire Coordinator, with the state forester offering assistance to the Wildland Fire Coordinator when requested. And then the part with other nuisances that was under line 5, we moved to a separate bullet line 6, or number 6 there, prevention and suppression of other nuisances. So those are changes which were made at the request of Secretary Gabriel, and I would ask that you pass the amendment and then go on and pass the motion. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House Senate is a tuple motion to amend 1146 TA. All those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. 1146 is so amended. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House is the final passage of House Bill 1146. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members should vote on House Bill 1146 as amended.
Representatives Thomas, Hennies, and Koistinen. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, excused 2.
House Bill 1146, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.